Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We are back live, ladies and gentlemen. We are now in the little five-minute segment here, and I wanted to talk to you about the chemical, biological, radiological attack on what the species is. The global engineers do not want there to be families, and they're on record saying this. They want to chemically alter who humans are. If you go back to Aldous Huxley in 1932 publishing Brave New World, the vast majority of the population are suboid minions, and they are sexless, or they are hermaphrodites, who are not allowed to breed and who are genetically engineered to be low IQ and servile. Before Huxley died in 1962, he'd written many nonfiction books. He spilt the beans in a Berkeley speech and other speeches and writings, admitting that his brother was a eugenicist, as he was, and that his family had been part of a British government breeding program going on from the 1860s on. That's also public information, but he talked about it. And he said that he'd already been in facilities then with microchips that weren't even supposedly invented yet, wired into people's brains to control them and manipulate them. He said chemically and biologically that the public was being manipulated, and that within 50 years, the plan was to roll this out widespread. Now, in the last few days, I covered articles like this one. Chemicals in plastic containers make male mice act like females. Turns them into females. The females smell them and don't want to have sex with them because they see them as females. The females are hyper-feminized, and it accelerates their aging. That's why our girls are going into puberty at 13, 12, 10, you know, now as young as 5, some even age 3. Put that into a search engine. 3-year-olds now going into puberty in the West. The biggest contributor is bisphenol A. Also, fluoride accelerates development. So the males are female now to a certain extent, and females are hyper-female. So they grow taller now. You notice with women are outpacing boys in the generational increase in growth. Women's breast cancer is off the charts, directly linked to bisphenol A that's in almost all plastic products, the lining of juice boxes, tin cans for soda, for Cokes, everything. And in the studies, it turned the mice into females. And if you get into deeper into the studies, there's a whole bunch of them, the males start getting confused and trying to have sex with each other. Now, is that saying that 5,000 years ago there weren't men who were attracted to men for whatever reason? You know, the point is, for whatever reason, that's gone on throughout history. But this is artificially being done. And a lot of people will then defend what's artificially been done to them. My point is, and we'll actually defend putting bisphenol A in. They're like, yeah, that's great. We're taking over. See, people then love what has been done to them. And that's a tendency. It's, what's the term, Stockholm Syndrome? Loving their abusers. Taking what you were and changing it. Now, that's an oversimplification. There's a lot of other factors going on. But look, am I homophobic towards hermaphrodite frogs? No, it's a scientific fact that all over the world where our wastewater is dumped in, with these chemicals we're being fed that we excrete, that the fish, the amphibians, are becoming gender confused. Discovery News, more hermaphrodite fish in U.S. rivers. Male fish with female anatomy are appearing in rivers across the country. And then, of course, Air Force looked into spray to turn enemy gay. They could spray female hormones on them that in studies would make the men uncontrollably start having sex with each other. BPA receipts bombshell. Paper slips contain high levels of bisphenol A. Dirty money. BPA on dollar bills. They're sterilizing us.
Never buy home canning jar lids again. No kidding. When you buy Tadler reusable canning lids once, you'll never buy canning lids ever again. Safely store emergency preparedness foods for years. Traditional metal lids are single-use throwaways containing BPA. But Tadler reusable canning lids are guaranteed to last a lifetime when used as designed for home canning. Tadler lids are made with a USDA and FDA-approved food-grade plastic, safe for direct food contact, and contain no BPA. Tadler lids are dishwasher safe, usable with standard pressure or water bath canning, eliminate food spoilage from acid corrosion, fit standard mason jars, are indefinitely reusable, and are proudly made in the USA. Place orders at reusablecanninglids.com or call 1-877-747-2793, 877-747-2793. Call 877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's reusablecanninglids.com for Tadler reusable canning lids, the original since 1976.
This is Alex Jones with five good reasons you should consider buying a solar power generator. Number one, new climate legislation could easily double or triple your electric bill. Number two, our new energy czar wants to control how much power your electric company allows you to have. It's true. Total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Number three, in some areas of the country, the power grid is dangerously overloaded. And now, new socialist legislation is only compounding the problem. Number four, dangerous weather is always a threat to local grids. Every year, thousands of families lose their power from weather-related outages. Number five, a solar power generator provides powerful backup, insurance, and peace of mind. Folks, I really believe in the solar power generators offered by Solutions from Science, one of my oldest sponsors. You can get more information at www.mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun, so go to mysolarbackup.com or call 1-877-327-0365. This is Alex Jones with five good reasons you should consider buying a solar power generator. Number one, new climate legislation could easily double or triple your electric bill. Number two, our new energy czar wants to control how much power your electric company allows you to have. It's true. Total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Number three, in some areas of the country, the power grid is dangerously overloaded. And now, new socialist legislation is only compounding the problem. Number four, dangerous weather is always a threat to local grids. Every year, thousands of families lose their power from weather-related outages. Number five, a solar power generator provides powerful backup, insurance, and peace of mind. Folks, I really believe in the solar power generators offered by Solutions from Science, one of my oldest sponsors. You can get more information at www.mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun, so go to mysolarbackup.com or call 1-877-327-0365.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Okay, we're going to our guest on the Chronicles of TSA Crimes, coming up here in just a few minutes. Recapping the top stories, EPA on radiation alert as fires reach 50 feet from Los Alamos nuke plant. Of course, in Nebraska, a nuke plant days ago flooded and is on emergency backup power. Fukushima continues to melt down and spew radiation sky high, coming into the United States and radiating Japan. Ron Paul says Obama's Libyan war power grab is an impeachable offense. That big breaking news is up at Infowars.com, broke here yesterday with Ron Paul on air with us. Gold rises as Greek parliament approves austerity. Final showdown for TSA groping bill in Texas. Fire threatens plutonium and uranium releases at Los Alamos National Laboratory. Charges dismissed against woman arrested while videotaping traffic stop from her own front yard. Police now responding by harassing the neighborhood and writing tickets to her supporters. Austerity riots, a glimpse of America's future. That is just some of the news that we have already gotten to a bit of, but I'm going to be covering more in the third hour today. Continuing here, Obama says no new taxes, but must tackle spending and tax code. That means massive new taxes. He's moving with surrogates to try to pass new taxes. He says he doesn't want to scare people, but meanwhile, that's what they're doing, saying we'll lose the dollar's AAA rating if we don't give the banksters more money. Food inspections might be compromised without increases. Well, they already give waivers to all the big companies. Why not? Continuing, the hotels are on fire, mass riots, rolling street battles, police savagely attacking crowds. as Greece gets sucked in by the globalist Hydra. Athens demonstrators blockade parliament. Lawmakers approve austerity bill. Police protesters clash for second day in Cairo as well. They don't allow protests there now since the new freedom has been installed by the West. Ahmed Dinajid may be forced to resign in coming weeks. UK to test super Wi-Fi that uses white space between TV channels. Iran test missiles that can deliver nuclear weapons. That's just some of the news. There's now a new report out saying John Lennon was a closet Republican and fan of Reagan. You know, I just might be able to find out if that's true. I'll just leave it at that. I don't believe that. I know John Lennon was a lot more sophisticated than people said he was. That's why they kind of suppressed the last few years of his life, where he spoke out against global population reduction plans. He spoke out against the, quote, satanic elite. Years ago, I was sent a CD. I can't find it. And I listened to the song, stuff you never hear on the radio, where he talked about Satanists running the government and all this other stuff. I'm gonna investigate more about John Lennon and get into that in the coming weeks. But John Lennon was a closet Republican who felt a little embarrassed by his former radicalism at the time of his death, according to Tragic Beatles star's last personal assistant, Fred Seaman. Worked alongside the music legend in 79 to Lennon's death at the end of 80, and he reveals the star was a Reagan fan who enjoyed arguing with left-wing radicals and reminded him of his former self. From what I know about Lennon, that it wasn't a Republican, he wasn't a Democrat. He was really expanding his awareness and talking about eugenics and things. We played clips of that, and that's why it was, well, I don't want to get off into it. I'm going to leave it at that. But interesting report there. Now, we're going to our guest here in just a minute or two. I need to go over here and actually get these so I can show PrisonPlanet.tv viewers. Hold on. Just knocked my glass of water over. This film is excellent. It's The American Dream, short documentary, 30-something minutes. It's a cartoon documenting how the bankers control things through fraud, fractional reserve banking. A must-see for everyone, especially mainline folks that aren't awake. Get it at InfoWars.com. We got a special running until Friday. That's one of the hottest specials we've ever done because it's such a good deal. The Obama Deception, Terror Storm, Endgame, Fall of the Republic, Police State 4, The Rise of FEMA, my best-selling, most informative five films, $29.95. And that special was already going to end Friday, but I decided to add the thick, great read, very informative, Big Brother, the Orwellian Nightmare Come True, that illustrates how we become a 1984 society by looking at the book and comparing what's happening today by Mark Dice. This book, absolutely free, until Friday when you order the Alex Jones Essential Special. And again, your purchase also makes this broadcast possible. You can also call here and ask any questions about other specials or order over the phone, 888-253-3139, 888-253-3139. You can also write to us, and even if the mail gets in late after the weekend, we will, you know, accept those orders and keep the special going for mail-in orders. And that's InfoWars, P.O. Box 19549, Austin, Texas, 78760. Again, people always say I say that too fast. P.O. Box 19549, Austin, Texas, 78760. And the mailing address is also on the website. Now, it has now been confirmed, and the documents have been released by the Electronic Privacy Information Center, that since 2005, but they put them in 2002, at five airports, Boston, Logan first, that were the beta test, that they knew it was high levels of radiation and they knew it was going to make people sick, not just the travelers, because you're not in there 8 hours a day like TSA, but the federal workers. And it turns out for years they've been covering up at the airports the massive increase in cancers and cancer clusters. This is huge news. And they fire, and this is completely illegal, because if you're concerned about your work environment and then they fire you because no radiation tests are being done, there's not a radiation control officer, they're not calibrating them every month as they're supposed to do. They hid this info from Congress for a year. Epic was able to finally get it FOIA'd and released. This is bone chilling. bone chilling about the nature of the New World Order, that they knew. They're like, well, these things will release radiation. So what? So what if it kills the workers? Just like they told people, oh, the dust is safe to breathe. The asbestos isn't a problem at ground zero, and said, don't wear respirators because it'll scare the public and we can't open Wall Street again. And then they tried to block for 9 years. We finally got it. Healthcare for the heroes of 9/11. Incredible. This shows the mindset of the cold-blooded people that run society, how ruthless, how cutthroat they are. So no wonder the EPA just said, you know, we're going to raise safe levels of radiation between 100 and 100,000 times, depending on the isotope, what we previously said was safe. Oh, radiation's going way up because of Fukushima and other big disasters like Los Alamos facility with fires all over their nuclear testing area. And that's in the news, by the way. I can take it to mainstream news admitting danger of radiation release. Residents fear radioactive smoke. You bet. I mean, I may have to move to the southern hemisphere as much as happening. Because this is all going on in the northern hemisphere. And they're telling me radiation's safe. They don't even tell folks to stay away from the milk and the rest of it. But I digress here. That's Yahoo News reporting on that, AP. Now, I've had a chance to hear a lady and read her writings, and I think she's one of the most eloquent people to kind of chronicle all of what the TSA is doing. And they play arrogant games, like said in November and then again in April of this year, that, oh, we've stopped groping kids 12 and under. They never stopped. They said, again, we're stopping groping. It's a military tactic to claim they're stopping something when it's continuing. Then they said, we didn't make that lady take her diaper off. We said, take it off or you can't fly. It's all these semantical games. So there's calls for Pistole to step down. Becky Akers is a journalist who writes for Lou Rockwell, American Daily, Herald, Campaign for Liberty, The New American, The Independent Review, The Freeman, Barron's, The Christian Science Monitor, The Washington, New York, Denver Post, Ottawa Citizen, Military History, American History, and many other publications and websites. And she's just absolutely amazing the way she breaks down and chronicles these people. And we're going to have her for the rest of the hour. We're going to break here in a few minutes. But Becky, please, you've got the floor for the next 30 minutes or so. Then I want to open the phones up for victims of TSA to call in and talk to you. The toll-free number to join us is 800-259-9231. But Becky, what got you on the trail of the TSA?
Well, Alex, I have to first of all thank you and the other activists that turned out in Austin, and I just loved your demonstration at the State House. That was just wonderful. So I was cheering you on from in front of my computer screen. I hate the TSA with every fiber of my being, and probably the reason I most hate it is its complete unconstitutionality. This is something that the founders could not in their most horrible nightmares ever have conceived, that American citizens would be sexually assaulted at the airport by their government before they simply get on a plane. This is the very definition of tyranny. This is outrageous. At no point in world history has any regime, no matter how brutal or totalitarian, ever sexually assaulted mass numbers of its citizens. This is completely unprecedented, and it is to our shame that this is currently going on.
Do you agree with my analysis that it's about federalizing not just the airports but the streets of America and breaking our will, that this is prisoner concentration camp induction training?
Oh, absolutely. And in fact, anytime I hear somebody say that the TSA doesn't work, I want to correct the person and say, actually, it works just fine. It's doing precisely what it was set up to do. It's quashing dissent. Just go to the airport and watch people in line, how they keep their eyes down. They don't give any lip to the screeners, no matter how abusive the screeners become. All they want to do is get through the checkpoint and onto their flight. So TSA succeeds marvelously at what it's really all about, and that is subjugating us. Does it succeed at security? Absolutely not. In fact, TSA is downright dangerous. And that's something all of us should continue to hype and to study, because polls consistently show that those Americans who still are in favor of the TSA hold that position solely because they've swallowed the propaganda that it protects us and that there are terrorists behind every bush and we need the TSA to rout them out. Actually, TSA has never anywhere in the world uncovered a single terrorist in the absence of actual bad guys.
Maggie, stay there. Let's break down their crimes, their activities. Let's chronicle it all on the other side. We'll be right back.
Since 2007, the Federal Reserve and the U.S. government have injected as much as $20 trillion into the economies of the world, and yet the globe's economies continue to contract. Our government is borrowing $58,000 per second. If they stop spending, the economy collapses. If they continue spending, the economy collapses. And if they raise interest rates, the economy collapses.
Prepare now.
Call Ready Reserve Foods and put your plan together with quality, storable food. Ready Reserve Foods has been in business canning the finest in dehydrated foods for nearly 40 years. We control the quality from start to finish with double enameled nitrogen-packed cans for maximum shelf life. Choose from a variety of pre-selected packages or customize your own plan and order exactly what you need. Call today for a free catalog at 800-453-2202. That's 1-800-453-2202 or visit ReadyReserveFoods.com. Factory direct, wholesale pricing from ReadyReserveFoods.com.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, CrossbreedHolsters.com.
235 years ago, our forefathers signed the Declaration of Independence to escape tyranny and oppression. Today, there is a need to reinforce that declaration. What can we do to protect our health as a nation and in our homes from those who wish to control the quality of our air and water? To find out, you need to visit airandaqua.com right now or call 612-767-2777. You will receive a free copy of our Constitution, a newsletter, and bonus items. Air and Aqua.com. Purify your life today.
The folks at eFoods Direct have saved you from the huge price increases on food by buying raw materials ahead and packing your supplies themselves. They haven't increased their prices on great long-term food reserves since last year. With the rising cost of raw materials and gas prices, they can't hold off any longer. As of July 1st, eFoods Direct is forced to increase their prices so they can still ship you the best storable food on the planet. Until the end of June, you can lock in the cost of your food at last year's prices by calling 800-409-5633. Your time is running out to build your supply with the best food on the planet at last year's prices with eFoods Direct. Call 800-409-5633. Prices go up at the end of June. Go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex, call 800-409-5633, or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
Big Berkey water filters are in high demand. Storable foods are also in high demand. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has always kept our focus on the Berkey water filter products. But increasingly, our customers have been asking for storable foods. After months of research, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com now offers great-tasting, long-lasting, storable foods. These ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches. All you do is just add water. And because they're sealed so well, they come with a 25-year shelf life. Combine our Berkey water filters, which are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water with our storable foods, and you have a winning combination. Remember, we offer free shipping on every order over $50, and GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY today.
Strange days are here, my friends.
Strange days have found us.
They certainly have.
Strange days.
They tracked us down. They're going to destroy us. Can you imagine what's coming next? If we continue to let the TSA run around on the highways and bus stations and expand their groping? Well, the states are now trying to get their laws in line. to allow this and expand it into school proms, you name it. All right, going back to Becky Aker, syndicated columnist, writes for some of the biggest publications in the country. This is a short segment, ma'am, long segment coming up. You've got the floor. Chronicle and break down what they're doing, you know, the whole constellation of abuse.
Well, TSA's excuse has always been that it protects American aviation. But actually, if you look at their charter, they are set up to invade all American transportation. It doesn't just end with planes. So that's why we've been seeing them out in buses and Amtrak. As you mentioned, they're going to school proms. They're also at political rallies. And that is especially chilling when you think that Obama and McCain both, when they were campaigning, TSA was at their rally screening people before they were allowed inside. So what are we looking for in that instance? Are we looking for dissidents? Are we going to keep people out of rallies who disagree with the candidates? And this is, in fact, the whole purpose of the TSA is to intimidate and bully us so that we no longer protest government's atrocities. And that will go for any atrocity, not just what they're doing at airports, but when they bomb innocent people overseas, because we don't want to be on the no-fly list, we don't say anything. We certainly don't write letters to the editor, since we are very easy to track with our name and city then. This is why governments have always coveted, but very seldom realize, the sort of totalitarian power TSA currently wields. And that is, as long as you can search people, as long as you can intimidate and bully them anywhere, anytime, you have enormous power over them. Not only can you confiscate weapons, which is what TSA does at airports, so that they cannot rebel, but you can also have them so afraid of the humiliation of a public search, because there you are singled out in front of everybody. Everyone's thinking, my goodness, what did that miscreant do? And you're probably thinking, goodness, what did I do? Because everybody gives the benefit of doubt to the government agents, never to their victims. So you fear that public humiliation, and there's also the very real threat of bodily harm. A lot of what the TSA is doing as far as groping people is hurting people. There's the example of the man who was suffering from bladder cancer and recovering. He wore a stoma bag. He repeatedly warned the TSA thugs that his bag would break. They'd break the seal on it if they continued groping him, and they did so deliberately so that he was soaked in his own urine before he got on his flight. That's just one story out of hundreds I could recite about the TSA's calculated cruelty to anyone that they encounter. It doesn't matter how old you are. As we saw with the woman in the wheelchair, 95 years old, and the TSA is humiliating this woman. Doesn't matter how young you are. They're groping 3-year-old children. And this is pedophilism anywhere else. Why isn't it at the airport? So the
Well, I mean, they're taking the diapers off 1-year-old babies. And just to add here, the White House has said they want a no-gun-buy list, where they just put you on list and can't buy guns without a judge, jury, or charge. You can't get off the list. And they're admitting, TSA, I saw Ridge say this 8 years ago, you'll have to get government authorization to have a job. And now they're starting that with the unions, where they run it through the TSA to have a job at a warehouse. This is a total internal passport takeover system. They know exactly what they're doing.
Absolutely. That is the TSA's whole purpose, is to foist a police state on Americans under the excuse of, we're protecting you. You know, it's very, very scary when you witness these atrocities. There's virtually nobody in the country that isn't outraged by the treatment that Mrs. Reppert, the 95-year-old survivor of cancer who has leukemia, the abuse that this woman took at the airport. Everybody except the TSA is outraged by this. And TSA's response, we followed protocol. I mean, that should scare us silly, that this agency is so fearless that when laws prohibit what it does, when public opinion comes out overwhelmingly against it, when common decency dictates that...
It's because it's a mission. It's a war. It's got to be carried out to fully federalize the country and link the TSA up with the threat fusion centers for the takeover. And then when you get any medical care, you run through TSA to make sure you're not a terrorist. And they brazenly do it to the heroes of 9/11. the rescue workers first to be outrageous and set the bar at an incredibly low level. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract.
My name is Stan, and I'm 68 years old, and I live in Vermont. In the spring of 2003, I started to have problems with my heart. It felt like my heart was pounding, made me feel breathless. I tried many, many different things to try to get some help for myself. Nothing did anything.
Heart and Body Extract is very powerful, very effective, and works quickly.
I saw one of Sharon's ads and ordered Heart and Body Extract. I noticed a difference quickly, within days. The episodes became less frequent, and by a month, I completely vanished.
Usually, you find a 30-day or 60-day guarantee. Heart and Body Extract comes with a lifetime 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at Infowars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
The folks at eFoods Direct have saved you from the huge price increases on food by buying raw materials ahead and packing your supplies themselves. They haven't increased their prices on great long-term food reserves since last year. With the rising cost of raw materials and gas prices, they can't hold off any longer. As of July 1st, eFoods Direct is forced to increase their prices so they can still ship you the best storable food on the planet. Until the end of June, you can lock in the cost of your food at last year's prices by calling 800-409-5633. Your time is running out to build your supply with the best food on the planet at last year's prices with eFoods Direct. Call 800-409-5633. Prices go up at the end of June. Go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
We are on the march. The Empire is on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Well, this just breaking, TSA pat-down bill dies in Texas legislature. A controversial bill to ban intrusive searches by federal airport security officers died in Texas legislature on the final day of the special session today after the House refused to bring it up for consideration. So even though they watered it down to almost nothing, it got killed. And the Republican leader of the Senate killed it the first time, then claimed he was for it. Then the Speaker in the House killed it. This is Rick Perry's specialty. He introduces legislation or says he supports it and then does everything he can to block it. And we talked to Ron Paul about that yesterday. He said that's a favorite tactic now in D.C. It's just incredible. But the fight isn't over. But this is the central fight over what are federal goons doing here. They've had TSA drills with Homeland Security in four state areas where they shut down major highways. It's happening everywhere. And the governor 2 years ago in Tennessee said, you can't do this. You've got the Army out here with TSA running it. They're the boss. And they said, you can't do that. And TSA and Homeland Security said, take a hike, buddy. John Warner Defense Authorization Act. And now they've got their 10 governor group. It makes the decisions instead of the states. Oh, well, I have a rural council I go to decide what to do for the states. I have a 10-member governor council. This is how tyranny operates. I don't need the Congress to say we can have a new war in Libya. I say it isn't a war, and I say the UN says I can. I mean, the sky's the limit here, because the country has been bankrupt by the mega central banks by design. We're being brought into receivership. Heaven help us. The carbon taxes, all of it. They're creating a new federal green army that will come on your property without warrants. It is hell being released. TSA pat-down bill dies in Texas legislature. A controversial bill to ban intrusive searches by federal airport security officers died in Texas legislature on the final day of the special session. House members gave preliminary approval of the Senate passed bill, but fell short of the 120 votes needed to suspend constitutional rules to bring the bill up for final passage. The vote was 96 to 26. So 96 to 26, not enough. The bill, which was provoked opposition from the Transportation Security Administration, died during the regular session of TSA. Officials, not servants, officials, threatened legal action, but it surged back to life after Governor Rick Perry introduced it on the special session agenda after he was forced to. The bill, by Representative David Simpson of Longview, had a diehard fan base of large conservative supporters who were rallying behind it to end what they call widespread invasive screening procedures by TSA agents. You mean lawbreaking. Dozens of supporters converged inside the Capitol Monday to denounce changes. It wasn't dozens, it was about 250, to legislation. They say severely weakened the bill. House Speaker Joe Strauss earlier denounced the bill as a publicity stunt. Yeah, the Fourth Amendment. And it just goes on from there. So there you go. Going back to our guest, Becky Akers. Becky, please continue.
The people put an awful lot of time and effort into getting this bill passed, but I hope you're all not so terribly disappointed that you give up the fight. I have to say, I've never really thought legislation is the way to deal with the TSA, and this whole episode gives us a real good lesson in that. First of all, you're at the mercy of politicians who have consistently shown they have no mercy, okay? It's dependent on their whims, their wills, whether or not they can be bothered to get their sorry butts over to the legislature, which we pay them to attend. Okay, they get how many extra dollars in their paycheck for these special sessions? They're paid to be there, and yet they can't show up to vote last week. So you're at their mercy when we're depending on legislation to protect us from the TSA. But a more important point is that there's already law against the TSA. In fact, there's a law that outlaws its very existence.
Yeah, I want folks to hear what you just said. There's not just states' rights issues. There's also official oppression, molestation. We're going to go over all of it. But, again, I say fight on every front.
Oh,
and this whole legislative issue made it a big national issue. So fighting is winning because you simply resist and it draws more attention and lets people know that America isn't just rolling over to Nazi Germany Part 2.
Absolutely. I think that this is a huge shot in the arm for the anti-TSA movement. But I don't know that in practice, had the law passed, I don't think anybody should be upset that it didn't, because first of all, it's already accomplished what it should have. It called attention to the problem. Secondly, the Constitution prohibits exactly what the TSA is doing. And TSA gropes us in direct defiance of the highest law of the land. Had Texas passed this law, it wouldn't have done squat, because if you're going to ignore the Constitution, you're certainly not going to be intimidated by some little state law. So, in fact, the Constitution outlaws the TSA's very existence. There's nowhere that the federal government is given any kind of authority to police aviation, to police transportation, to police us at all. One of the things that we should really be very much afraid of, and one of the reasons TSA has so easily infiltrated not just airports but buses and trains, is because almost all transportation in this country is either outright owned by government, whether at the federal, state, or local levels, or it's so heavily subsidized and regulated, it might as well be. Airports are almost always owned by either a city or a state commission. So when TSA moves in on them, these guys aren't going to protest. They're going to say, yeah, thanks. You're taking one of our expenses away from us, having to protect it. We're grateful for that. Airlines are the same way. Airlines are one of the biggest partners for the TSA. They cover for it. You don't see airlines protesting its abuse of their customers, and that's precisely why, because the FAA mandated security for airlines. It has mandated security for airlines since the 1960s, okay? And the regulations under the FAA were just as stupid as they are under TSA, except that the FAA required airlines to pay for all these stupid rules that invented, okay? Remember how you used to get asked whether you packed your own bags? That was an FAA mandate. And the airlines were forced to comply and forced to pay their personnel to harass us like that. So, of course, they object to paying for security. Of course they're in favor of the TSA, because what the TSA did was shift that cost from them to taxpayers. So now the federal government is subsidizing yet another airline operating expense. The airlines are completely beholden to the feds. The feds do all kinds of things for them. They outright subsidize them. They give them tax breaks. They control virtually every aspect of commercial travel. Okay, so to all intents and purposes, aviation in this country is already nationalized.
That's right. Land of the free, home of the brave. And you break down the fact that when you go in an airport, now they're expanding out to the football games and proms, a total violation of the 10th Amendment, that it's like going down a dark alley with some very dangerous people. You know, the issue here is this is about building an army of miscreants that will roast themselves outside radiation bakers, porno scanners, and who will be happy to take diapers off babies and 95-year-old terminal cancer patients that can hardly walk. These are a special type of people that they're sifting out and isolating to be their army, who enjoy the thuggery.
Yes, absolutely. And that really angered me. I don't recall who said it, but somebody was making the point, it might have been Dewhurst, made the point that we can't hold the screeners responsible. It's their bosses that this legislation ought to be aimed at. Absolutely not. I mean, just imagine if you walked into your place of employment, your boss called everybody together and said, okay, guys, from now on, any customer walks through that door, I want you sexually assaulting, okay? Near rape, that's what I'm after. I want you poking them, I want you prying, I want your fingers everywhere they can possibly go. What would you do? Would you pop the guy in the nose and walk out? Of course. That's what any decent human being would do. No screener anywhere, to my knowledge, as far as I have seen any news report, not one single screener quit when the directive came down from Pistol last fall that they were going to grope us, okay? So where is the decency? Where are the people just following orders, which, of course, went out at Nuremberg? You no longer can use that defense. It's been totally discredited. These people are swine and scum. They have no morals. They have no common decency. They don't even have the merest compassion for a 95-year-old woman dying of leukemia. Okay, if they're going to brutalize her like that, what do they do to us? So this idea that they're just doing their jobs and we can't blame them is total hogwash.
Well, I'm going to tell a story now I haven't told because it's so insane, no one would believe it, but it's on record at Austin Bershom International Airport, and I think it may have been a setup. Rob Dew was with me, even got some of it on videotape, and I wasn't going to this really happened, and I think it was a setup. I'm getting off the airplane, I'm walking down the concourse, and I'm walking through, and some guy gets in my face. Turned out he was from Chicago, waiting, and you know, he was bigger than I was. He was trying to intimidate me, and he said, "You're good looking. I want to, you know, have sex with you." And he grabbed my chest and did a, you know, twister on it. It was very painful, and I knew, I could tell it was a setup. So I stood back and I said, "I'm going to go get the police." And the guy starts laughing, going, "Yeah, you're good looking, baby." Rob Dew was already happened to be getting ready to shoot TSA as we walked out with video. He had his flip camera almost ready, so he started catching it. And I said, "Say that again. Say you just came up and wanted to have sex with me and grab my chest." And he said, "Yeah, I'll do it again, baby." And he was like, "Come on, do something. Come on." You know, with tattoos all over him. And I was like, "Man, this is really weird." I went and got the police. They came. They watched the video. They talked to him. They set him down. They said, "All right, Mr. Jones, we need to fill out a report. We're going to arrest him right now." And we're going to charge, you know, he's going to be taken down, probably charged. We'll need to have your, you know, license and stuff for court. Do you want to do this? And I just said, no, this is some kind of setup. And I said, no, I just want it on record that this guy did that. And I left. But the point is, why would the police arrest, be ready to arrest him for running up and doing this weird setup in the airport? And dude's mouth was hanging open while this was up. I was like, what is going on here? And he's like, oh, I want to have sex with you. And then he's like, come on, do something. And it was all, it was really, because I guess they were going to, I guess it's kind of like in the movie JFK, and those things really happened with Jim Garrison, where he'd try to go in the bathroom at an airport, and the guy would come in and try to have sex with him. This was something like that, but different. It's like in plain view, standing there. This guy walks up, starts saying, "Oh, baby," and grabbing my chest, and it was very bizarre. But the point is, they should have arrested the TSA people when they're doing groping. Why were the cops ready to arrest him for groping me, but not the TSA? Again, it's like two different worlds.
It absolutely is, Alex, and there have been examples of screeners who have pawed or assaulted women outside the airport. Now, remember, they've just been doing this for an entire shift. They get outside the airport, and all of a sudden they're arrested for doing what they did inside the airport. So, again, it's exactly the example you just raised. There are two different worlds operating here, and we really can't expect anything else since we've just lost our moral compass with the situational ethics of the 1960s triumphing now, that context is all, and rape in an airport done by a goon wearing a government badge is not rape, but if he gets outside the airport and he's not wearing his government badge, then it all of a sudden becomes rape. There was a guy in Georgia who was a screener who was arrested for this. He was feeling women up the whole shift, and then he gets out into the parking lot, and I can't imagine why, but a passenger actually agreed to accompany him off duty. They got out to the parking lot. He continued molesting her, and she reported him. It's like, you know,
this is a job that only mentally ill people are going to be happy to do. Now let's talk about the pilot said no, and they had to back off because you trust me with the plane, but now some, you know, minimum wage level person is going to grope me. And these are grown men. Troops have gotten very upset by this. I mean, break down what's happening on that front.
Yeah, pilots, this goes back to the point I was making before where TSA is an actual danger to us. It's not that it protects us, it risks our lives, okay? There were pilots last fall. Now, they have since been exempted from groping. But last fall, they were right in the lines with us, and they were being groped. Many of them were so upset. There's one reported incident of a pilot so traumatized by this molestation. He went home. He had to call in sick. He went home and threw up in his driveway. Now, imagine a grown man, and remember, a lot of pilots come out of the Air Force. They're combat veterans, okay? We're not talking wimps here. We're talking pretty tough
guys. No, it's their public, it's their private space. This is like a person who's not a criminal being taken to prison and being groped by the jail guards. It is totally traumatizing to say you have no power, you have no dignity, something your whole life that you wouldn't let somebody do, it's now being done to you. And I believe the guy at the Austin airport, it was a setup, and that if I would have physically attacked him, that they were going to probably try to kill me in the airport.
Oh, I don't doubt that.
Can you imagine how mad they are at me? Now I may not even be able to fly, or I may have to have cameras rolling the whole time for these setups, and if they assault me, I'm going to have to lay down like Gandhi while they attack, because I almost attacked him, and he just, you know, he did it again. And he said, come on! And I was just like, and I knew it was a setup, and I just controlled myself. But, I mean, I'm sure that was a government setup. I mean, who knows what they're going to do to me now? You know, they know I'm leading the fight nationwide along with Drudge against them.
And we should be on guard against all sorts of things like this. When you can get a pilot so upset that he's throwing up, do you want that guy at the controls of your plane? The pilots union actually issued a directive to its members saying, you know, assess your mental state after you go through the checkpoint. Are you fit to fly a plane? If not, call in sick and we'll get a replacement for you. But just imagine the danger you're in when the guy at the controls is shaking from rage and from the trauma he's just been through of another man groping him, okay? That's just one example of how TSA endangers us. Remember, the TSA has actually killed passengers, too. There have have been passengers. There was one man named Rigoberto Alpizar.
Well, like they took the woman behind closed doors and killed her, who was having a panic attack. She was going to drug rehab, and she turned out she was a professional. She argued a little. They claimed she choked herself with her own handcuffs.
Yes, actually, TSA was not directly involved in that. That was the airport cops. That should also scare us. Why do airports have their own police forces? But I do hold TSA morally responsible for killing Carol Ann Gottbaum because they have established such a climate of hysteria at airports that things like that happen. A woman is arrested because she's upset at missing her flight. And Ms. Gottbaum kept screaming, "I'm not a terrorist. I'm not a terrorist. Why are you doing this to me?" So she was clearly picking up on the fact that TSA...
Well, we had the one guy that had a panic attack because he was scared to fly. They killed him.
Yes, this is Rigoberto Alpizar. He was a short-term missionary flying back to his home in Florida. He and his wife had been on a mission to South America. They got back into Miami and were changing planes for the last leg of their flight to their home in Orlando. He was suffering from bipolarism. He had a panic attack, tried to get off the plane without asking TSA's permission. Okay, I bet you didn't know you have to ask TSA's permission. Nobody did. This man simply got up out of his seat and tried to get off the plane as passengers were filing past. There were two air marshals aboard, tragically enough. They followed him out onto the runway and shot him and killed him for no reason except he wanted to get off the flight.
Stay there. Let's talk about more of the deaths on the other side and phone calls. Stay with us.
Attention, all active duty members and veterans of the U.S. military. Your proud service to your country entitles you with the right to participate in special VA loan programs with benefits not available to the general public, like the ability to purchase a new home with no down payment or mortgage insurance, or refi with cash out up to 100% of your present home equity with less strict credit criteria. You are entitled to these benefits. Review them online at varadio.com.
This is Tim Lewis from iFreedom Direct and a veteran of Operation Iraqi Freedom. I want you to know that as a member or veteran of the United States military, you've earned special rights and privileges. On your feet and get the details at varadio.com.
VARadio.com is a website of iFreedom Direct Corporation, a private lender approved by the VA and licensed in most states. In certain states, certain restrictions and limitations apply. For a current list of licenses, disclosures, and all benefits, go to VARadio.com or call 888-900-VA-LOAN. Licensed by the New Hampshire Banking Department. Company NMLS number 3142 and Lewis NMLS number 157603. VARadio.com.
This is Alex Jones with five good reasons you should consider buying a solar power generator. Number one, new climate legislation could easily double or triple your electric bill. Number two, our new energy czar wants to control how much power your electric company allows you to have. It's true. Total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Number three, in some areas of the country, the power grid is dangerously overloaded. And now new socialist legislation is only compounding the problem. Number four, dangerous weather is always a threat to local grids. Every year, thousands of families lose their power from weather-related outages. Number five, a solar power generator provides powerful backup, insurance, and peace of mind. Folks, I really believe in the solar power generators offered by Solutions from Science, one of my oldest sponsors. You can get more information at www.mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun, so go to mysolarbackup.com or call 1-877-327-0365.
Is your church, school, or organization desperately looking for new fundraising ideas? Tired of the same old candles or candy, taking orders, inventory, and low profits? Well, here's great news. 10X Fundraising guarantees 10 times traditional profits with zero hassle. For an amazing free bonus, free shipping, and an extra 10% off, enter GCN when you go to 10xfundraising.com. That's the number 10, the letter X, fundraising.com. Or call 800-480-8797. Visit 10X Fundraising for 10 times a profit today.
Will you survive during the economic collapse or another deadly natural disaster? Your key to survival lies here at hardsuits.com. A former member of U.S. Special Operations knows what you'll need to survive in these hard times. Our online store arms you with extreme survival kits, self-heating food reserves, and more. For a limited time with any purchase, you'll also receive a 3-day survival kit absolutely free. Prepare now. The online store, www.hardsuit.com. www.hardsuit.com.
Here's the deal. Our guest will be with us about 15 minutes into the next hour. Then I'm getting into the economic news. the Los Alamos fire news, danger of that thing blowing up. It's all coming up. Just a lot of key news we haven't gotten to yet. Coming up the third hour today. But I do want to start going to your phone calls for the next couple segments. Ed, Keith, Russell, Alex, and others that are holding. What are your TSA stories? Or what's your overall view on this? 800-259-9231. Syndicated columnist who writes for some of the biggest publications in the nation. Becky Akers is our guest, really focusing in on the TSA. We're going to get into some of the health issues with them not changing gloves and the rest of it coming up in the next hour. It's also trains law-abiding citizens to be taken away to the backroom dungeon. All the TSA thieving of the bags, we're going to discuss it all. But right now, let's go to Ed in Maryland. Ed, you're on the air. Welcome.
Yeah, thanks, Alex. Watch the show every day. My son and I listen to it as often as we can. I tell you, this whole TSA thing has really got me upset. As a matter of fact, I probably won't be flying until they change all this. But I just had a strategy. I don't know, when people go through to be screened, do they have to have a ticket first?
I've wondered about that, too. Yes, you do have to have a ticket because you can't get there. They're going to ask you at the airport for your ID and ticket before you get to the checkpoint. Now, my question is, and I think I know the answer, but I'm not positive. My question is, with your ticket, you decide not to go through the screening or you're so traumatized or for whatever reason, you cut it short and leave, or the TSA throws you out, either one, because it does throw people out occasionally. In that case, you get your money back. I don't know. I don't think you do.
Now, and a lot of times you do get your money back because the airlines understand how traumatic it is. But the other thing is they try to then charge you $11,000 if you get in there and you won't go in the microwave scanner. After all, they're killing themselves. Why shouldn't you get a little bit of the same death they're getting? Because it's so they want to grope old ladies and small children so much they're willing to die. So why shouldn't you get groped by them? I mean, they're giving their life up to do this as perverts and pedophiles and power-tripping control freaks. But the fines and all this, it's all about intimidation. Anything else, caller? Because we're taking calls here of folks. Here's the deal. Not flying's a great thing to do because it puts pressure on things, but the industries, the travel, the hotel, they've already complained for years. They're losing tens of billions a year. And I appreciate your call. Let's get a comment from Becky. I've seen numbers as high as $20 billion a year lost in tourism and travel and hotels and growing because of the TSA.
Yeah, the travel industry is very interesting. Alex, you'll see some reports that are touting how this is the busiest year ever for airlines, and they're filling their planes and this, that, and the other. One of the ways they're able to do that is they juggle the figures just like the government does, okay? They are actually losing money. If we had an honest accounting from either the feds or their corporate buddies, the airlines, you'd see that travel has fallen off significantly. That may be a function of the economy and not just the TSA. I wish it were just because of the TSA. It'd be wonderful to think people cared that much about their freedom and their rights. But at any rate, yeah, the airline industry is suffering.
They've cut back flights massively, and then they say, oh, but they're all full.
Yes, they're all full. So they do this a lot. They juggle the figures, as I said. They cook their books. They want to make it look like they're a winner because you don't want to fly with an airline that isn't doing well, right? I mean, that's just kind of human nature. But
the hotels, everybody else knows better. We're going to break back in 1 minute. More of your calls straight ahead. Got some really bad news for folks. AP reporting, federal appeals court in Cincinnati upholds President Barack Obama's health care law. Now, there's courts out there ruling there's no more Fourth Amendment in Indiana. Let me tell you, this is a revolution by the criminal political class over America. It's time for 1776.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.